Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight. The one show, the only show that shows you some incredible things happen right here in our own backyard as we try and find and explore all that makes Orange County what it is. And today, well, we're going to go into the artistic part of Orange County, a part that many of us are intrigued with but probably don't know a whole lot about. And today we're here with some representatives from the Markowitz Fine Art Gallery. They have several of these around the country, and one of them is here in Laguna Niguel, and they're going to do a special exhibition from a renowned French artist. I'm going to butcher the name, but I'll try. Alain Goudin. He's an internationally recognized and globally celebrated, and he's going to be showcasing his artwork at a special, in fact, there's going to be an opening reception for it to announce this showing Saturday, April 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. right here at the Laguna Niguel Gallery. Welcome, if you will, some of those representatives. Let's start with, is it Paul Damon? Damon?
Damon.
Okay. I was close to the first guest. I'm doubting myself. All these French titles and everything here. I'm struggling to not sound too American here. All right.
I threw in the German last name to throw you off.
Just to throw me off. I was trying to put a little French twist on it, but it didn't work. Paul, they stole you from a gallery up in Los Angeles someplace. Is that correct? To open? Is this a new gallery down here in Laguna Niguel, or is this just a new exhibition at the gallery?
Yeah, so, you know, Bernard can tell you more, but he's had a gallery in Miami for over 12 years and in Dallas for about 4 years. And then we opened here last summer. It was late July.
Ah, okay.
So I'm the gallery director for Bernard. But, yeah, he stole me away from L.A. to come back to Orange County where I started my art career many years ago.
So you got to – I'm going to ask the dumb questions because I know very little about art. I know a lot of things about – I know a little bit about a lot of things. And here's the little bit about I know about art. In South Orange County, usually you're saying Laguna Niguel, but Laguna Beach and other sorts of things, there is a thriving Orange County art community here. Is that true? We think of it as surfing and sun and outdoor. I don't know that we think of it as a thriving artistic community. Is there a thriving community here in Orange County?
It really is. I mean, Laguna Beach, they established the Laguna Beach, I think it's the Art Association, in 1918. So it's been over 100 years since it became an artist enclave.
Right.
A lot of artists coming from the East Coast, Midwest, and they just found it beautiful, and it just became this artist colony. So Laguna Beach is kind of the epicenter of the art scene. We're just up the hill from Laguna Beach in Laguna Niguel.
Right. And you're actually where? In the Laguna, in one of the design centers or something?
Yeah, well, the Laguna Design Center. A lot of people know where that is. It's mostly design showrooms, et cetera. We're the only fine art gallery at the Laguna Design Center. So we're getting a lot of attention here because we're not down on Pacific Coast Highway with the other galleries.
That's what I was picturing. Most of the galleries are down at PCH somewhere there, and you can, you know, they're part of the beautiful downtown landscape there, but you're part of the design world. That seems to be a different focus. Is the gallery really there to showcase works for interior home designers and all the other people who put together these fantastic, you know, homes up and down the coast here? They go see the samples in the showrooms of all that's available, and then they piece together some sort of design for some usually pretty high-end clientele here.
It's interesting. We have a lot of designers come through, but designers source many different things for clients. Most, I would say 99% of my sales have been directly to collectors who live in the area.
Okay.
Or, you know, they moved here from New York, Chicago. They're looking for really unique artworks. And they have the money to spend. They love, you know, finding something new here. But interior designers also are presenting a lot of works to clients at all times. But basically, most of the collectors, sales have been to collectors.
Okay. So these are collectors can come in. I guess what I'm getting at is this something the public can come see? Or do you have to be in the interior design community to have access to this gallery?
No, it's open to the public. We're like a retail gallery. And actually, the entire Laguna Design Center is open to the public. They used to be trade only, but over time they evolved.
I didn't know that. I thought it was sort of like, what's the other one up in West LA, the Pacific, they call it the Blue Whale, the Pacific Design Center, whatever. I thought it was something you could only go in if you were part of the industry itself.
They're still kind of holding on to that a bit, but they're loosening up because I think just with the internet and things like that, people don't always have a designer. They're really looking for, you know, public access. So it's really great. Even all the signage around the design center says open to the public, and has for many years. So it's kind of a perception, because designers used to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Right.
We're Monday through Saturday. So I'm open on Saturday. There's a yoga studio here.
When I come do my yoga, and I'll get myself in the right frame of mind, and then I'll open my thoughts to the possibility of great art here.
And there's a cafe, Plumeria Cafe. So we're right in between the two. So I figured, why not be open on Saturday?
There's
so much foot traffic. So we're kind of like the retail end of the design center, but it's really open to the public. It really is. We invite everybody to come in, and we have a great window line that draws a lot of people in.
All right. Also on the line with us is Bernard Markowitz. I want to say the madman behind all this stuff here. Maybe you're not mad, but you've certainly built a reputation by opening galleries around the country here. How did you get into this? Where are your galleries at? And then we'll talk about the artists in particular. Let's start talk about you.
I'm probably totally mad somewhere, but nice mad.
Good mad. Okay, I like that. All right.
To be a nice mad guy, not the ugly one.
How did you get into art galleries? You're in Miami. You started your first one there. And how did you work your way west?
Everything happened because I was a collector. You know, mm-hmm. I was collecting art. And I built a relationship with gallery. And one day, I'm talking more than 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a gallerist asked me to become partner in a new project he had in New York and in Miami. That's how I came into the U.S. market and became partner in that world. When that happened, I was more like a passive partner. But something happened to my life, and I decided to move to Miami 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago, and to live the American dream. And that's where little by little I become more involved into the day-to-day side of the art business. And 5 years after, I create my own gallery, which was Markowitz Fine Art in the Miami Design District, representing a few French artists. And actually, the first French artist that I represented was Alain Godon.
There you go. Well, let's segue into who Alain is. I'm looking at the press release that they sent me here, and a couple highlights. They said he was a pavement graffiti artist in France and the UK during the 80s, became sought after, and from there started this career that's gone upward and onward. How did you find him, and what were you attracted to in his art?
It's also a very interesting story. One day I decided to bring my son. He was only 7 years old at that time. To bring him, do a travel in France, where in different part of France where I used to live when I was a kid. And part of that trip, I end up spending a week in a beach resort north of France. That seems weird because beach and north of France.
That's the opposite. I thought everything's down the south of France here, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem correct. But for people who are not afraid of the cold water and the rain, and there is nice beach there. And there is that little town named Le Touquet, where actually the French president have a second home. Hmm. There.
Is this like Normandy or Calais or in those northern areas there? Or am I just picturing World War II here and where all the...
The name of the city is Le Touquet. It's really close to Dunkerque, Calais.
Okay.
Where those kind of city, you heard the name sometimes in the
I'm a big history buff.
Nice.
Those are all...
The city where English people used to come a lot, actually. Even the queen used to go there.
Hmm.
And... Anyway, to make a long story short, I end up in a gallery there visiting, and I saw an artwork from Alain Godon, and I like, and I decided to buy right away. I didn't know nothing about the artist. And when I came back in the U.S., I said to myself, you know, this artist is interesting. So I tried to contact him. He had already a lot of solicitations, so I end up having a 20-minute meeting. You know, he said, okay, his assistant said, you have a 20-minute meeting. So I came to France. In Paris, we had a coffee in a bar, and the 20 minutes ended up 4 hours.
Wow.
We had so many things in common, like the city where we were born, a lot of things. And it was the beginning of a love story between he and I. And we since then, we work on different kind of projects together. So he's an artist that is very important to me. At the same time, his career is very unique. He has done collaboration with the Matisse Museum in France, the family Matisse.
Wow.
It was an incredible show. I hope you understand my English.
Mm-hmm. No, believe me, your English is better than my French, so I appreciate that.
And he has a big range of kind of artwork with a different range of price, like the original oil and canvas are extremely expensive, but you know, not that expensive is today art world, but they are expensive. And then he have different kind of mediums that he works for, more accessible art, so everybody can, you know, appreciate, collect, even if you are a small collector or big collector. When we talk about money,
right?
You know, there is no.
I can't buy a Monet. I can't own a Matisse anymore. Here, no, those are way out of. But at one time, they were accessible to, you know, kind of ordinary people when they were painting this stuff back in the day.
Interesting.
All right, so you discover this artist and you fell in love with him and you start representing him. What does that mean to represent an art? Do you just exhibit him in your galleries? Do you try and get him showings in other galleries? How do you bring an artist to America?
At the beginning, it was exactly what you say, like showing him up in galleries, different kind of partnership. He happened to be very, very difficult. With Alain, we're more an exclusive kind of representation. So in the US, it's only me. In France, it's only one gallery. He's so demanding in terms of time, attentions. He's so picky in everything we're doing. Paul can already tell you because he started working with him. You know, he's an artist that knows what he wants.
So or nobody knows. They might want it if they knew.
And have something happening.
I was just saying they might knew if they. You say nobody wants. They might want if they knew. I mean, in a world where we're always looking for the new. I don't know how they find the new. Is it just through galleries, the entry point for that, or are there other ways that you exhibit art and bring art to the awareness of people? I mean, to go on TV shows or talk shows. I don't know what else they do to bring art.
Yeah, it's radio talk show.
Right. yeah, right.
But mainly gallery and internet and the art fair also, and sometimes pop-up. We do pop-up store in some cities where we activate and show artworks. We never did it for Alain, but that's something I do with some other artists.
So you've been working with him now for how long, for how many years, and exhibiting his art in your galleries and elsewhere?
It's been 12 years now.
All right, let's see if we can break down. I know it's very hard to describe something, a visual medium in a verbal medium like this. How do we talk about art? That's the challenge. So you start using adjectives to describe what you see. And in the press release, I see words like whimsical and charismatic. See if you can paint a picture with words. What would I see if I looked up, if I went to this gallery and saw his artwork? Is it just a feeling, an impression? Is it colors? Is it medium? What? Bring it to life for us.
So I'm going to say a few words, and maybe if Paul wants to add something.
Okay.
That's fine. I authorize him.
You authorize him so, to jump
first
in.
Of all, Alain, when you look at Alain Godon, you read stories. You go into many details everywhere with different kind of stories. Mm-hmm. He's always tell story, and you're right. It's very often whimsical. You will see his dogs somewhere hidden in many of his paintings. You will see himself and his wife. He's very close to his wife, which is, you know, a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you will always see a love story somewhere in the painting. The other big characteristic of his painting are the architecture influence. He's a son of an architect, a nephew of an architect. He has been raised by his uncle as an architect. And he's fascinated by the buildings, by the different influence of buildings. So in many of the artwork, you will see a building, but he's adding movement to the building. He's tweaks them. At the same time, you're going to look at the building, you're going to see many different faces of the building in movement. So like if you were turning around the building, you see different face with only 2D representation. So he's very good at that. And, you know, like on his time, Picasso was the first guy to include different view of the same face, by example, in the same 2D representation. But it was like a break, you know, like you see the left side and the front side at the same times. Here in the Alain Godon artwork, you see the movement of the artwork, and you're going to see different face, but it's not breaking up. It's just following the movement. So, if you want to say that in English, you're very welcome.
I'm going to let Paul jump in and see what he... I'm intrigued by a couple thoughts here. You're saying that he's very enamored with buildings because he's the son of an architect, and somehow he's bringing these to... This isn't just landscapes. There's a pretty building up on a hill. He's somehow bringing it to life and telling some kind of story. Am I picking up the thread of what you're saying here?
That's exactly what he was saying. Basically, Alain Godon likes to think of... He likes to make his architecture dance. So if you can picture, like, you know, even in, like, whether it's New York, London, Paris, California, like in one of his examples, the statue, not the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building is at an angle. There's a famous hotel in Aspen where it's just exaggerated, like at the top, or the Delano in Miami. He's actually doing a painting specific to Southern California that we're going to debut at his show. That's very specific and nostalgic for Laguna Beach, based on Bernard. Can I say what it's about?
Are we allowed to? Yeah, we want. We need some scoops here today. We want to pull back the curtain and unveil something.
Oh, we're going to give you a scoop.
Okay.
So he's been working on this since I think last October and November. But there's a historic Hotel Laguna, which has been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
On the beach, and it was very famous. It had a big Hotel Laguna sign at one time, and it had these beautiful canopies. Now you can just drive by it. There's no canopies. There's a restaurant that recently opened. They're going to refurbish it within the next couple of years, but it's iconic for Southern California and Laguna Beach in particular. So we had a photographer who took a lot of photos of it so that Alain could see what it looks like. I sent vintage postcards of what it looked like. So, you know, in actuality, right? And then he takes it and he's going to make that building just come to life with all the architectural details from the photographs. But it's completely through his perspective. You know, the one other thing I wanted to add about his artwork is that they're inspired by his travels.
Mm-hmm.
So he really wants to capture the, you know, what his perspective is of the architecture and then incorporating the people, you know, and things like that. So he's really inspired by that sense of the attachments to travel and the memories from travel. And then he almost wants to bring the viewer into the painting as if they had experienced traveling with him.
But he's not trying to come up with, per se, a realistic a reference point to something, and then it becomes, it almost sounds like a animation. It comes alive. It's a Disney film or something here. The building comes to life and becomes a character in some sort of story. Am I over-exaggerating this? Am I oversimplifying it here?
I think that's a really great way to summarize it. I mean, it really is. It has an animated vibe to it, as if it was like a slide, you know, from an animated film. But it's his perspective. But he wants you to feel a part of it, as if you were on the journey with him, so that you see the people that he sees, you know, from his travels or from the photograph in this example. And he wants people to really, when they experience the work, to feel that happiness and joy that he felt when he experienced that moment in time. So he's capturing a moment in time with a bit of it animated and bringing that architecture and the people to life.
Well, he's obviously caught somebody's eye. He not only caught the eye of our first guest here, who was entranced enough to take him on and see if he could exhibit him here in the United States, and you guys to show him in your new gallery here in Southern California, but I'm looking at some of the quotes in these press releases. Oh, my goodness. One of them said something like, best painter of his generation. And that's not just me or somebody who doesn't know. That's a guy by the name of Christian, is it Boringer, the former commercial director of the Louvre in Paris, and Patrice, I couldn't even say his last name, Departe, or something like Departe, director of the Matisse Museum. I mean, these are people who sound like they know what they're talking about.
Yes, that's right. It's exactly. You know, he has been recognized by like the art establishment in France. That's definitely a.
So how does he play in Southern California, Paul? Is this because the title of the exhibit is called California Dreamin', and he's trying to create some. You've almost sort of commissioned specific pieces with a California vibe to it or a California reference to it. How does that French perspective play here in Southern California?
Well, like I said, we're going to debut that Hotel Laguna painting. That's an oil on canvas painting. But he also has a painting of the Hollywood sign with like a, you know, like a plane that would have a tail, you know, with like they play around
Hollywood. We all love that's an iconic image that shows up everywhere here.
And also he's created bronzes as well. He has some beautiful bronze sculptures. One is of the mountain that the Hollywood sign is on.
Wow.
And it's actually, so that's bronze, and there's like metal that's corrugated that looks like the Hollywood letters. There is one of like the former man's of Grauman's Chinese Theater, the Dragon's Den. And then there'll be other, you know, paintings as well that kind of capture that. There's one of Muscle Beach in Venice that he did many years ago.
These are all iconic pictures here, particularly for those of us who lived up in L.A. during that. I was in the entertainment industry for a number of years and lived up in that and then moved down to what I thought was sleepier, quieter Orange County. I think we're making more noise and getting more attention than L.A. is these days. I think there's more exciting and creative things going on here in Orange County than with gaming, with medical devices here at the University of California Irvine's campus. So much cutting-edge stuff. Does any of that come across? Is that why the galleries here in Orange County is? Why aren't you up in Beverly Hills? We'll go back to either one of you can answer that. Why be down here and not up in Beverly Hills?
I told you, Paul, that I have a little family story with Laguna. I told you that before.
You did, right.
The show starts live. So
right.
I spent some time in my childhood in Laguna Beach. I've been very lucky, and my sister also. So Laguna always triggers something for me. It has something with emotions, you know. So I was not looking to open anything, especially, you know, during COVID time, you know, in California. That was not in my plan. But I got an opportunity. Someone proposed me. Actually, I have the same landlord in Laguna and in Dallas. So he gave me that opportunity. He has triggered something on me. I said, let's go and see it. And, you know, I say, I want to be back. I want to be back here. It makes me feel younger, you know.
I guess I'm getting at it. Is there a quirkier feel? Is there sort of a cutting edge feel? Is there a beach vibe? It's more than just a beach vibe. There's a lot of creativity happening down here in Orange County. Whereas when I moved down here in the 80s, this was behind the Orange Curtain. This was sleepy suburbia. This is the last place you wanted to find cool food, cool art, cool music, cool anything. But we've seen a lot of things, not just technologically, but culturally too, come out of bands like No Doubt and other sorts of things. There have been a lot of bands that people that are finding Orange County to be a creative place. What do you think, Paul? You came down from L.A. Usually we feel like, you know, L.A. is the superior place and we're just the sleepy little suburb here. But I don't think it's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, and you and I have something in common. I come from the entertainment world. I studied. I'm from Michigan also.
Are you? Okay, well, good. Yeah, there you go.
I do. And Michigan. I studied art history and English literature. So I worked in the TV and film industry, wanting to make a ton of money to open an art gallery someday.
Right.
Eventually, like after you burn out on reading comedy scripts, horrible comedy scripts after many years,
yeah.
I moved to Laguna Beach. And that's where I started my art career. I agree with you. There's always that concept of people up in LA thinking, oh, behind the Orange Curtain.
Right.
You know, so first they think it's so far to drive. Then they think it's, you know, there's not a lot of culture. I mean, you have everything from the Seagram Center. They have just as much arts and entertainment, you know, and Laguna Art Museum.
Laguna Beach Playhouse and other places like that, the South Coast Repertory, where they're developing real plays, not just doing revivals of other stuff. I mean, there's a lot of creativity going on. And I think maybe I'm just on, well, I think a lot of people in Orange County sort of have a chip on their shoulder, like, you know, hey, we've changed over the last 20, 30, 40 years, but too many people in the rest of the world just think of it as, oh, it's just a beautiful beach and sun and surf and beautiful people. I think there's a really creative culture going on, bubbling up down here, and I just wonder if that attracts an artist like the one you're talking about here, as opposed to the traditional places. Yeah, sure, Miami's got a lot of culture, and New York and L.A. and, you know, that's where you think of if there's fine art or something fun happening, it's got to start there. I think a lot of it's starting down here too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason, another reason Bernard wanted to open here is that, you know, LA is a really big art community, but there's a really discerning, you know, there's a very well established art community here.
Right.
There's a very discerning clientele and community. These people travel. I can't tell you how many people walk in, and there's a French artist we have, Richard Orlinsky. They will see his sculptures all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shocked to see it in their backyard in Orange County.
Exactly.
So word is spreading here like wildfire. I mean, we've gotten editorials from the big design magazines and Modern Luxury, and you know, so they're taking notice because we really wanted to shake up what was already established by introducing a you know, contemporary artists, especially artists like Alain Gaudin from Europe that they may not have seen before. So it's, we're kind of adding to what's already been here by bringing something so special that you can't avoid, but you know, you can't help but come and visit us.
Well, and there's a lot of money here, a lot of affluence, you know, a massive amount of money up and down the coast here, and all the tech world and the medical device world and all the fortunes and stuff are being made. I think people are evolving. If you acquire that kind of wealth, what do you do with it next? You're going to build a spectacular house, and you got to decor it appropriately. And isn't just the sleepy suburbs. Hasn't been for a long time here. I think you've got a very sophisticated, growing, eclectic group of community here that doesn't always get enough attention. Getting off of the Orange County vibe here for a second, what is it we can expect to see? How long does the exhibit last? Tell us a little bit about what's happening down at your place there. For this specific, we'll start with Paul here. What are we going to see in this showcase, California Dream, in here?
It's going to be fantastic. We're, you know, we were robbed because of COVID. We opened yes. late July, early August last year, right when the Delta variant hit.
Right.
I was planning this big splashy opening after Labor Day, and we were robbed like everybody else was of everything good in their lives at the time.
Yep.
So we're going to really treat this like we're going to have a red carpet. We're going to have a step and repeat, you know, with the logo and everything, mm-hmm. photographers, and just that's the external part of it. But we're going to have past foods, champagne, et cetera. It's going to be a very fun, elegant evening. That's just the fun part. With the art, we're going to be introducing Alain Gaudin's paintings, the sculptures. People will not have seen anything like this work before. So we're really not only just, you know, as a gallery bringing something new, we're bringing Alain's work, which is something new. And I think it'll resonate really well. There's a lot of figurative art that we represent, and his artwork is representational with figures and buildings and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with this show, we're really going to see... we're going to introduce people to something, you know, it's also going to be a big splashy event in Orange County. You know, it's like, it's something that.
Love that. Can't get enough of those. Yeah, absolutely. Here.
I was kind of bummed that, you know, the time changed, but I wanted to get one of those, you know, the Hollywood lights where they spin, the floor lights. You know?
Yeah, right. The Klieg lights or whatever they call them. Yeah, right. Exactly.
One of those, but it's not going to dark, you know, until later. So we're not going to do that, but we're going to make it a big, fun, splashy kind of grand opening. Even though we opened 7 months ago, through this opening, and Elaine will be here from France, and Bernard will be here from Miami, and there'll be a lot of other people coming in.
And how does it work? Is it by invitation only? Is it tickets? Can the public come? Do we got to know somebody? How how big is it? You got a pretty big gallery. It's like 6,000 square feet, I think there.
It is. Yeah, we're going to shrink the space a little bit for the solo exhibition itself, but there's plenty of room. There's a courtyard on one side and then the entrance on the other. So there's indoor-outdoor space. People can feel as comfortable as they can. There'll be a bar outside. There's going to be fast food and everything else, like I mentioned. But yeah, it is a big space, but we're going to it's open to the public. Absolutely, 100% open to the public. What we're doing is asking people to RSVP only so we can get a head count, so we can make sure we have enough food and drink so that people who come a little later
right.
can have some food and a drink. So yeah, all people have to do is RSVP to our RSVP line, which is email rather. It's laguna@markowitzfineart.com.
Okay, and let's say it and spell that again for those that are challenged to spell Markowitz here. How would give it to us so slowly here.
Sure. So it's Laguna, LAGUNA, at Markowitz, which is MARKOWIC, like Charlie, Z like zebra, fine art. So Laguna at Markowitz, MARKOWICZART, or I'm sorry, fine art, markowitzfineart.com.
Okay. And you're doing some partnership with the Great Illumination Foundation. They've been here in one of our shows, our Impact OC show lately. They are a wonderful organization that really helps homeless adults and vulnerable people and children to help try and disrupt this awful cycle of homelessness that is so pervasive here in this county and elsewhere. How does that work? Are you donating a portion of the evening sales to them?
We are actually. We're having they're bored and everybody's going to come a little bit early for a meet and greet, and then the public opening is at 6. And we're donating 10% of any sales that night to the Illumination Foundation.
Wow.
Because it's really important. I mean, especially we all know this in Southern California, Orange County or LA. Homelessness is a big problem, and Illumination Foundation does wonderful work in trying to, like you said, disrupt that cycle of homelessness. Just really thrilled that they are available and partnered with us. And we'll be here at the event.
One more good reason to put your money to a good cause. It's not just exploring something that's fun and whimsical and cutting edge and has some connection here to Southern California and the work that he's doing, but it's a way to help the community as well and give back. I just don't think there's enough talk about the arts here in Orange County. We tend to think of this as somewhat of an art desert here. And I wonder if it's not blooming more than I think it is these days here. What do you think? It's always been kind of a desert for culture and art, we thought, for many years in Southern California and certainly in Orange County. Is it blooming more? Is it coming to life more than we know these days? Is it growing?
It's absolutely growing. It's like the California poppies, you know, and they just boom and they bloom and everybody goes and visits. I mean, the word is spreading up to L.A. I, as I mentioned before, came from L.A. I was up there for many years before I came back to Orange County for this position with Bernard. When designers, collectors come down here, they're blown away. And then they find a place to go have lunch. And then they spend the whole day down here. They go to South Coast Plaza.
Exactly. Go to the beach or hang out or whatever. Just enjoy the weather here and all this.
It just takes getting that perception of behind the orange curtain to just go away, because there's so many great things happening here with restaurants and just all the great hotels and just there's really a lot going on. And the art scene as well, always growing and changing.
Well, we're always cataloging it here in Orange County's community radio station. We're talking more and more about all the different culture and arts and music and creativity. There's a lot happening here in Orange County. And this is certainly one to put on your calendar here. Again, this is you're going to have an opening reception. This is open to the public Saturday, April 9th from 6 to 8 at the Laguna Niguel Gallery, which is this is the newest addition to the Markowitz Fine Art galleries that are in Miami and Dallas. And this is the next one in that chain. I want to thank you for coming on the show and telling us about this. What do you want to leave people? I'll throw it back to Bernard. What do you want people to know? What's the one thing they should know? Just that you guys are there and that this artist is coming?
Artist is coming. He has a lot of followers from Europe coming. But, you know, he did two very special things. Paul told you about that very special painting about the Hotel Laguna. But in addition of that, he's have done a motorcycle that going to be presented to the public for the first time here in Laguna. And he has designed it's a Triumph 1200, but he has redesigned totally the tank, the handle.
Oh man, you're talking my language now here. You're talking vintage motorcycles.
It's not like paint or it's not like a vinyl on the motorcycle. He has redone, engraved the tank and all the my words are not perfect. So you're going to see for the first time here in Laguna, a motorcycle totally designed by Alain Godon, and it's going to still stay there. So that's a really...
And is it a real motorcycle, or is it a 3D version of a motorcycle, or is it just a painting of a motorcycle?
It's a real motorcycle. You can come by and run and drive with it, except it has been totally fully redesigned by the artist.
Well, that's too cool. We should have you come back and talk in another show. We do a show called Driven by Design with a guy who was a car designer for Nissan for 10 years, and now he's on his own, and he just designed the new self-driving taxi for Amazon called Zooks and a lot of other unique self-driving cars. He's been the lead designer on all sorts of crazy projects these days. And a lot of that design work is happening here in Southern California. People don't realize that this is also a car design capital down here, all of Southern California, but particularly here around Orange County. Fascinating stuff, guys, here. So many different ways to look at this thing here. You get to be the first to see what has becoming a very talked about artist around the world here. And you get to see a cool space in a cool place that you may not have stumbled into before, where you can discover all sorts of other amazing, incredible, creative stuff taking place right here. Yes, folks, even in sleepy Orange County, there's a lot still waking us up, I think, more and more every day. Thanks for coming on. Give us the address or the phone number. How do they find you? We'll end with that here. Let's go to Paul here. What's the address or phone number that they should immediately Google here to learn more?
Sure. Well, first of all, the easiest thing is we're at the Laguna Design Center in Laguna Niguel. The address is 23811 Aliso Creek Road, and we're in Suite 110. So we're just kind of at the east end towards La Paz, mm-hmm. on Aliso Creek Road, across from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And we're between the yoga studio and the restaurant. So it's really easy. Just look for the big blue flags.
I know right where you're at. Yeah. Section. Well, I'm sorry to say I haven't stumbled in there before, but I will now. The Markowitz Fine Art, is it a gallery? Is that what we call it? Is that the best way to put it?
It's the Markowitz Fine Art Gallery. And if they want to call with any questions, the phone number is 949-446-4977. 949-446-4977. And then again, that email for the RSVP is laguna@markowitzfineart.com. And if they want to check out the website, it's just www.markowiczfineart.com. Markowitzfineart.com.
Well, we've said it all. If that doesn't excite you and interest you, I don't know what will. Come on down and check it out. You've got me convinced. I'd love to add me to the RSVP list. I'd love to come down and check it out and see more here about what's happening right here in our own backyard. Thank you so much for coming on, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, there you have it, folks. As we keep saying, there's the most incredible things happening right here in our own backyard, and that's what we try and find and document each and every week on the OC Spotlight. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. It's Orange County's only community radio station. OCTalkRadio.net.